Good hard-fought divisional game. Came down to the last couple of seconds. Thought we played hard. We didn't make as many plays as we would hope. We battled back in the second half. And, of course, got the ball in the end zone, got the two-point play. Let them out of the hole a couple of times. Rose up and got the ball for the offense a couple of times, which was the only way that we were going to be in have any kind of field position. Very disappointing. Players, played hard, wanted to win very badly. We were down in the green zone a couple of times in the first half, came away with field goals. You always hold that in the back of your mind. Is that going to come back to haunt you? Obviously, it did. We rushed the ball very well tonight. We didn't particularly throw the ball or have much yardage as much as we would have thought with the passing game. Our defense, I think, was like one. They had one third down right until that last drive, and then, boy, we had them in outstanding position there a couple of times, third and 10. Even the last one, third and 10 there, would have been – that's not a gimme field goal, no. Not on a night like this with the ball as hard as the ball is. So both teams played hard. We felt like we obviously had a chance and should have won, but we didn't. So credit where credit is due, and back to work.
Don't you have even –
Yeah, but you knew that something had to happen right away for us to get the ball back again, and we just weren't able to do that at that time. But as far as his ability to take us down and put the ball in the end zone and win the game, yeah, no question. We all felt that was going to happen.
Coach, given the success you had running the ball, you had an equal number of attempts and passes, 30 each. Were you tempted at all to run the ball a little bit more given?
No, we're a balanced team. We play for balance. We had a good mixture. We felt like, some of our play action type things, which should have been good, weren't quite as good as we had hoped they would be. But, no, I don't feel – I mean, we're down in the green zone. We rushed the ball. That's where we kind of – we had an error and a lost yardage on one. So, you're doing all you can there. Eli made a nice play in the – late in the game here to hit Murphy with that touchdown and showed his little bit of maneuverability there. No, I don't feel that at all.
Are you willing or able yet to figure out the implications? You talked about the three line or the fourth, what this means.
No, we have a 5-game schedule left. Every game is critical. We want to prepare and work as hard as we possibly can, stay together, try to win football games. That's, we lost a game, we're all excited about having a chance to win, but it's gone. We got 5 games to play. Let's go win 5 games, and let's give ourselves a chance to hold our heads up high. He didn't practice all week. So we made the decision not to play him.
Coach, when you threw the red flag.
Yeah, that was, he tried to go. He had a reoccurrence of a groin strain, and he tried to go back out and go. Naturally, it wasn't what we expected, but it did hurt us because you see the shuffling around that had to take place to get the proper alignment to try to defend their 3 and 4 wide passing game.
Coach, when you threw the red,
do you think it's poor progress? Scott, can you just tell us what you saw
on the Victor play?
The Clues turnover.
Oh, she's. I don't know how, what the officials, there was 4 of them battling one guy, and he's up in the air, and he's still spinning. I mean, I can't, I think you could look at it either way. We know that we started the year out knowing full well that the officials were going to blow the whistle, this season, for every play. So you hope that the whistle should blow. For them to have a touchdown on a play like that is just unbelievable.
Coach, you threw the red flag. What were you looking to do there on the roughing?
I wanted an explanation for the spot of the ball. I mean, we had all these things going on, and all of a sudden the ball was right where You know, it didn't look as if there was anything being. So we thought the ball was too far forward, and I wanted an explanation, and I didn't have any other way to get it done. Unfortunately, it was not challengeable. They let me have it back.
Tom, what's your message to the team after such a...
Just what I said, exactly what I just said. 5 games to go. You know, we battled back in this position. We won 4 in a row. You know, we had a setback today. We have 5 games to play, 1 game at a time. Let's prepare as hard as we can and go win a game.
Tom, you've had 11 penalties, I believe, 3 late hits.
Yeah.
Is that from the intensity of the game? What do you attribute that to?
I would say that the one thing that I think we can learn from this is the bigger the game, the more you have to kind of control yourself, more poise. You know, there wasn't any question we were frustrated with some of those fouls. There wasn't any question that occurred. But you still have to, even when things go against you, you got to find a way to settle down, play the next play. And, you know, we lost it a couple of times, and it cost us.
2 of those were on Cuban Nuñez.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have to talk to him?
I did talk to him. You know, he knows it as soon as it's over. But you got to control yourself. When it happens, you got to. It's hard for people to walk away. It's always a retaliation deal, and the guy that retaliates always gets caught. It's as old as football.
Coach, you see this late in the season, there were a couple of plays where Randall looked like he was running a block instead of going out, and Jernigan cut short there. Are you surprised just that the receivers are still not, and Eli, on the same page in terms of their timing?
You got 1 play or 2 plays out of 62. Guys that haven't started before, haven't played that much. Yeah, I don't want it to happen, but does it happen? Yeah, that happens. Take a look at when their quarterback runs downfield and yells and screams at one of their receivers. It happens.